This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yippee! 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. July the 14th is upon us. Enjoy it. We have lots of things to talk about, a lot of enjoyable things. Today it's Shark Awareness Day. Shark, is this because of the Sharknado? Or is this some other? There have been a lot of sharks.
Well, sharks get a bad name because they're scary and they're big.
And they eat people.
But apparently sharks are a little bit more afraid of humans than we are of them. More humans eat sharks than sharks eat humans.
There you go.
Those are
matter
facts.
Of fact, I saw something that was on PBS last night or the night before. One of the Liam Hemsworth or the other one. What's the other brother's name?
You've got Liam, Chris, and there is a third one.
Really?
Who is Chris and Liam's brother, even though he's an actor. Poor guy.
Yeah. Anyway, they're from Australia, and they've been involved in shark awareness down there for quite a while. And so this special was on PBS, was about what is going on tracking the sharks and how they keep one type of the species that have been roaming around the Earth for 230 million years from becoming extinct. Imagine one species that's been around that long.
They're older than the dinosaurs.
No. They are, actually.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Are.
Right. Yep. Sharks have been along. I remember when we used to have an advertiser, and this is probably 30 years ago. The pitch was about shark cartilage. And how I did the ad until I learned how they got the cartilage, basically by, you know, killing the shark and taking the fins off and then other parts of the being, and they threw the rest of it into the ocean. But apparently there is something good that comes out of shark cartilage that's good for your cartilage and your joints and stuff. It just seems a little over the top to be killing them because we think we're better than they are. But they've lasted longer than we have. By a long shot. Humans have only been around for in some way, shape, or form for 300,000 or 400,000 years. So they've been around a long time. And you're right, they are not understood properly or correctly, but yet there are still people, you know, it's easy to scare people with a shark. There used to be on SNL when it was good. There was a segment that they would do, and it was Aykroyd and Belushi.
Oh, with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, remember the shark?
Yes.
It wasn't a shark attack, but it was something silly. It was really silly. It was fun and silly, silly, silly. So sharks need to be respected. Everything and everybody deserves respect. And where would we be as a planet if it hadn't been for sharks? I'm asking myself that because I don't know what the answer is. Could we have lived and matured without sharks? And probably the answer is yes. They breathe through the gills on the side, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's always in movies where the bad guys want to get rid of people, they put chicken fat on them and they throw them into the ocean so the sharks supposedly will come and eat them.
And take away the evidence.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so Shark Awareness Day. And is tonight the night for when is Shark Tank original episodes, I think, are on Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. But what has to Sharknado? Are they making any more of those movies?
I feel like every time they make another one, they're like, this is the final one. And then the last one, it was even in the title of like, this is it. This is the last one. We're done or whatever. But there's always another one that comes out. But Shark Week is coming up.
Really?
July 24th. Is that when it's off Shark Week?
Listen, you got me hanging. I don't know from nothing about that. What I do know, as the president travels around and asks for help from the Saudis, let's get more oil production so that we can fix our problem here. There are people who have underscored what happened in Alaska this week. That is, the Biden administration okayed drilling there. But there are any number of energy industry folks who are saying this is good. It should have happened a year ago or more. And there should be a lot more drilling done here, there, and everywhere because we have the oil. Why are we depending on the Saudis? Back to the question of what's our real relationship with the Saudis? Texas is closer than Saudi Arabia, said the spokesperson for the American Exploration and Production Council. And she's right. And she says if the administration is serious about increasing supply, they ought to be meeting with producers here at home. And she's right about that, too. So it's just the old business of what's your base? And are the climatologists, the climate, mongers, whatever, fear mongers, climate change, and so the environmental groups, they have more sway on Biden than the practical side of having enough of what it takes to win elections. It's the economy, stupid, and the economy is really bad at the moment because skyrocketing inflation has forced you and me and pretty much everybody else to wonder, what is the future? What are we going to get? Where is all of this going? That's what I wonder. Where the hell are the prices going? And the price of gasoline down in some places 50 cents. And the government said, remember yesterday's headline? The Biden administration takes care of you by cutting the prices of gas. Huh? The Biden administration is responsible in no small part. Never mind that they aren't doing anything about drilling and keeping things going here incentive-wise, because the practical side is that we don't have really alternatives. It's nice to see solar power, it's nice to see wind power and all that stuff, but they don't in any way really compete. They help, they add on to, but they don't compete with oil and gas. So anyway.
Well, and it's a lot of money for people who want to convert their homes into being run on solar power, and they put those solar powers on the roofs, and yeah, that's great. That's a great idea. But not everybody can afford to do that initially. Yes, you save money in the long run.
Depends on what the deal is.
It's difficult.
Depends on the deal. So we're in a dangerous situation there. Also a dangerous situation, the focus on our military and what makes us tick, if you'll pardon the pun. The military and the hardware. You've noticed the last couple of days that there were the resurging of use of missiles in Ukraine because we've supplied them with more, and apparently it's knocking the hell out of the Russians, which is good. But the Russians want us to remember they're still tough guys. They're parading around a doomsday submarine. Looks like the Red October. Remember the movie in the late 80s, Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin, The Hunt for Red October? Did you ever see that movie?
I never saw it, but I know
see
what
it.
You're talking about. I'm familiar enough.
Fabulous, fabulous movie. See it. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, so the Russians have apparently developed in the real world a submarine that's pretty much like the Red October. And they have the first one, and they say that it's capable of launching a missile to hit any place on the planet. That's just exactly what we need, especially with that bird brain over there running things. So, and to sort of couple on to that, the situation with our building new military technology and hardware, including planes and missiles and things, we are dependent. This is something a lot of people don't think about, all right? The most advanced category of semiconductors that are used not only in smartphones, but military technology, these things are made by one company in one place in the world. We don't make any of them here. They're not made anywhere else. You know, a lot of attention been paid to semiconductor manufacturing. There's a big place going to be built outside of Columbus, Ohio, for semiconductors. But that's a few years away. Now, we are concerned about China invading Taiwan because they're the only ones that make the semiconductors that are used to control what goes on in our military aircraft. One company, one place. We've not developed. This is the kind of really bad management that drives most people who think about it nuts. Why aren't they made here? If we're building the planes at the Boeing plant in Washington and elsewhere, we're building military planes, why don't we have the chips? Why are we relying on one company in one place that could be compromised if China decides to invade Taiwan or decides to cut off exports of semiconductors? You think you've got a problem now because we got chips for cars and trucks? These people take over, and who's thinking about this? Who's talking about it? Who's focused on it? You think your senator is and your congresswoman? No. They're too busy trying to get reelected, talking about nonsense and Trump this and Trump that. Who gives a damn? I want to know what you're doing to help us survive and be healthy, and as far as I'm concerned, you're not. It's not only we get all these other countries around the world that are manufacturing, and there isn't one company like Intel, Broadcom, whatever, that are making now, where Intel's building that Columbus plant, but there should be plants in every state, for God's sakes. I think I've made my point. Have I not? Have I made my point?
Yes.
Thank you. I made my point. Yeah, I just, it's foolish. We are very, very foolish here. And, everybody's so busy. Oh, Trump on the January 6th. Okay. So it's interesting to know how complex all of that stuff was. But how does that move us ahead? How does that get us to survive? How does that make us a better country? It doesn't really, but it's interesting, I suppose, gossip-wise and otherwise. I'm back to having had enough of January 6th. As much as I like Liz Cheney and some of the other stuff that's come out of it, we know what Trump did. We know what he's capable of. So if you're going to do something, then stop the grandstanding and indict him and put him in jail if that's what you want to do. But stop with all of the around and around and around, because it distracts us from what really is going on, like the fact we're in this situation where we don't have semiconductors. Who's working on that is my question at 18 after the hour.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hello. Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The economic and social effects of COVID-19, Doug, have been way beyond what any of us expected. Another outcome that was pointed out this week, study done at the University of California, San Francisco, reported this week in that COVID-19 decreased the number of pregnancies among our young women.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Actually, this is the Jay Kirshner Good Day program because she is here with a lot of social media input. You can help yourself to whatever it is. We're actually going back to something that we started when we were at Radio America, but we really didn't execute. That was having a phone line available. Chris, listen please to this. Having a phone line available where you can call 24 hours a day, a number that we specify, give your thoughts about things that are going on so we can use that material on the air. All right, so we'll get to the bottom of that pretty quickly. Meanwhile, there's some other gossip that has not to do with personalities, but because it's something I'm interested in, I'm going to share it with you. Right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Alright, so there's a little bit of gossip from the airline industry. Something that we all pay attention to when we're looking for a plane, do you know what kind of a plane you're on? Most people would tell you, no, I don't know and I don't care. I just want to get from one point to another safely. Yes. Right?
Don't delay my flight. Don't cancel it and reroute me. If I have a nonstop and all of a sudden I'm rerouted into two stops, don't do it.
Yep.
But as far as what kind of plane I'm on,
Okay, well, anyway, I'm not a fan of Airbus planes because I think they're cheap, and I like good Boeing planes, although Boeing sort of stuck their foot in it. Most everybody can tell you a little bit about the Boeing 737 MAX, and it isn't good. Oh, isn't that the plane that crashed? Isn't that the plane that had two crashes? Isn't that the plane that they didn't design right? Isn't that, you know, that's what you know about a 737. So people think that all 737s are MAXs, and therefore airlines are now getting back to ordering new 737s because the reputation was sullied by the horrible way Boeing handled that problem for a number of years. And so their orders went way down. Right now, there are only 467 orders for Boeing 737s at the Boeing plant, whereas Airbus has orders for the comparable plane, which is what they call the A321. They got 4,000 orders for those planes from airlines around the world. So here we are, a great American company that shoots itself in the foot because they're greedy. That's really what went on here. And so I think that you acknowledge that you know what kind of a learn what kind of a plane you're flying on, and kind of extol the value and virtue of riding on an American plane versus a plane that isn't made in America. That's the way I look at this stuff. It's 28 after.
Wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Raising taxes amid a 40-year record high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase. So this is not something that's just going to affect middle class or people over 400,000. This is going to affect middle class Americans, sometimes with families as low as $75,000 a year income.
The former elections manager for a Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Sandra Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, turned herself in Monday in response to a warrant issued for her arrest on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Ms. Brown is insistent the 2020 election was filled with election fraud. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The CDC's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which is designed to assess the nutritional showings, if you will, of urine samples. That's what, imagine having that as your job. What do you do for a living? I study urine. And so this urine group...
You're in charge.
You're in charge. Da, 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 da. See, that's why you're here.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34, almost 35 after the hour on July 14th. It's Thursday on the Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is, I'm feeling poetic. I'm waxing philosophical, feeling somewhat poetic. I was looking at Robert Frost's The Road Not Taken, and I was thinking, would the audience like it if I recited a poem? And my gut told me no.
So, is it a haiku? How long's the poem?
The poem is...
I'm just
pretty,
joking.
No, it's not... not doing it.
I'm all good with poetry. There's always something to be taken away from reciting something.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging you.
All right, here's a 13-year-old girl, youngest person to get accepted into med school in the United States, Alina Anneli. is going to graduate from med school when she's 18. She's now 13, made history as the youngest black person. See, I don't like that part of the story.
This is like real-life Doogie Howser, M.D.
Right, exactly. Yep. She was going into engineering, she thought, when she was 12, but she took an interest in viral immunology, which led her to medical school. She said, quote, "What I want from healthcare is to really show the underrepresented communities what we can do to help." Okay, that's good. She wants to work on viruses like the present virus, which nobody seems to be able to figure out. So good for her. I hope that she does well. Wish her well. And the news isn't that she's black, although the news media would like you to take away that she's black. No.
Well, any kind of first is always a big deal, no matter what.
She's 13 years old, for heaven's sakes.
13, right? Yeah. I was not doing that.
Yeah, what were you doing? Excuse me, what were you doing?
Not that.
You discovered boys, though, at 13, right?
At 13, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I was always the type that was more friends with boys rather than looking for a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the story you tell about
my
Ryan.
My parents were always pleased with that.
Yeah, right.
No, Ryan was my best friend. We were friends for a long time before we started dating,
Yeah, well, see, that's it. That is a very solid way to begin. People that jump into the sack the first night, usually it doesn't last. I think sometimes, I know one fellow, I remember Billy Bornstein, who's a guy I worked with in New York. He's a wonderful guy, died a couple of years ago. But he met his wife on a date, after they had the date, they were so enamored with each other, they went to her place, and they never spent a night alone after that. They were together every night after the first night for the rest of their lives.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I think that. Not certainly, that's not the rule, but it's...
Well, I mean, different things for different people. I know people who didn't even move in together until they were married. Other people moved in together pretty quickly.
And I encouraged my children to live with their partners before they married them so that they could figure out what it was like, because you never know somebody until you live with them.
And going on a quick one-week vacation isn't going to cut it.
No.
But there's this reality show that I did watch the first season before it became a full-blown reality television show called Love is Blind, where people are, not Love is Blind, Married at First Sight. And it's where people have kind of exhausted all of different options of trying to find a life partner, and they trust the psychologist, and they pair these people up, and the first time they meet and see each other is as the bride is walking down the aisle. And the first season was kind of more of a social experiment, and I did watch it because I was fascinated by it. And there was one thing that all of the couples who ended up sleeping together on the first night, none of them made it. None of their marriages lasted. The one couple who took their time getting to know each other before they did that, they're still married to this day. They have kids.
Well, what do you know about somebody the first
night? And again,
different
strokes for different folks.
Exactly. The odds are it won't work because you don't know who you're in the sack with. It's okay to, I guess, be in the sack with somebody, have a little fun, but then, you know, after that, where does it go? And that's kind of what you think about. If you're interested in a long-term relationship, probably not the best way to start it. In the general rule would be not to jump into the sack the first night. I don't know that I've always adhered to that rule. But,
Fun is fun. But there is also the different, like what we were saying, different things for different people. But there's a... there's a word for everything now, and an identification for who you're sexually attracted to. And there's a new one. There's a word for people who cannot feel sexually attracted to people unless they are in love with them.
Really?
There's that.
You know what the word is?
Certain things too.
You know what the word is?
What?
I don't know. I'm wondering if you knew what the word was.
I thought you were about to have a dad joke.
No, I just don't know that.
I was just in my head. I just left the top of my head. I'm still struggling with that COVID brain. We're going to blame that for as long as I can.
COVID, yes, right, exactly. It'll get you. Speaking of being gotten, that's the correct segue here. The climate group in England, whose members have been going around punching tires on cars. They've got, you know, the ice picks, and these are walking around various places in London.
Oh, yeah, the tire extinguishers.
Now they're doing it in New York. Yeah, but now they're doing it in New York.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the tire...
If you have an SUV, beware.
Right, yep, we're going to stick the... Because they're bad when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. That means I've got three of them, so what do I? What happens to me? If somebody comes by with a tire pick,
if
I'm
one
in
of
trouble.
Those tire extinguishers sees your vehicle, yep, they're going to deflate those tires. And there's somebody who submitted a question that said, hey, I was a victim of this. I have an electric vehicle. My SUV is an electric vehicle. Are you not paying attention? And then the tire extinguishers were like, are you not paying attention? Those are still bad. SUVs, period, are on their radar.
Yeah, okay. They're clowns. Yeah, very. It's that's the more of the religion, the climate religion, that I have no use for. Let's say hi to Mary, who's listening in Donegal, Ireland. People all over the world listen to this program every day for an hour or two or three or whatever, and happy to have you along. It's kind of exciting to know that people are listening elsewhere. You know, it's not just this is not just and shows anymore. You can hear them anywhere and everywhere around the world with technology as it is. So Mary's listening at gooddayshow.com. You listen to DougStephan.com. Find our podcast every day at gooddayshow.com. But it's there, and people are finding it, and that's kind of cool. I like that. I promised earlier I would help you with your cell phone bill. So I want to do that before we talk about politics and elections and stuff for a couple of minutes. If you're looking for a way to cut your cell phone bill, I have a couple, because most of us, and what made me think about this is because I think it was last Saturday, I went into the Verizon store to get something straightened out on my bill. I was told something was going to cost me $80. So in my mind, $80 is $80. Oh no, it's $80 a month. That's how they do everything in cell phone land. Whenever you're told a price, it's always, I was told by the manager of the store, it's always per month. I said, I'm paying $80 a month for this thing? Yeah, that's what you agreed to. No, that isn't what I agreed to. So if you're like me, frustrated to all get out, and you're trying to lower your monthly charges, I guess it depends. The problem with my cell phone bill is that it's a business line. I have 10 or 12 lines on it. And so in order to, I was so ticked, Jay, last week. I wanted to take the bill. I wanted to use it to clean this guy's ears out. And then I wanted to go to the AT&T store across the street and change everything. I've done that. I looked at it once before. And it's so difficult to do it. Save numbers, have different plans, because everybody's got a different plan. This is how they, and I believe that they're in cahoots with each other. Mm-hmm. To make it, you know, they talk, our service is better, 5G, all this baloney. Nah. They make it so difficult, I think that this is a ruse.
Or they don't give you all the information. My husband's phone broke, and he goes to the store. They tell him it's under insurance. He has to call the insurance place. He calls the insurance place. They say it's under warranty. You have to take it back to the store. So he goes back to the store. Then they say, okay, well, we can get you a new phone, and there's this whole like rebate situation where you pay this much, and you basically get all of the money back, and in turn you're only paying $10 for a new phone. Well, who wouldn't do that? And then my husband goes through everything, pays the lot of money, and then they're saying, oh, no, that goes to the account. We don't hand it back to you. It goes to the account. Well, he's on a business account. So that money didn't come back to him. And he was like, well, why didn't you tell me this before? And they're like, well, we can do store credit instead. So they changed it over to store credit. So he ended up thinking he was going to be spending $10 and spent way more than that. It was like bait and switch.
Yeah, well, that's what they're specialists in. So a couple of ways to cut your cell phone bill. If you're over the age of 55 and you have a personal account, your cell phone carrier has special discounts. Supposedly T-Mobile is the best. I don't know that from personal experience. I'm just looking at some reviews from people that I see in one of these technology magazines, because they're getting questions all the time from the individual. How do I cut my bill? There are new plans, less data. But if you have less data, that means if you need the data, then you're going to be jammed up because they'll charge you way more for it than if it's in a plan, right? One of the things that I think is difficult is when parents get phones for their children. I think if your child doesn't have a job and can't pay for a phone, he ought not to have one. Period. End of story. I think the parents are ridiculous getting phones to their, oh, I worry about my child's safety. Come on.
Yeah, if they get stranded somewhere, their friends ditch them and they have no idea. It's not like they can put a quarter in a payphone anymore. Those don't exist.
But see, is that the only thing? Is that the reality that the youngsters...
Yeah, kids are mean. Kids are mean, especially middle school.
But what
age,
did we do with
where somebody's
before?
Always mad at... Well, it was a different world before, Doug. Mm-hmm. Things weren't as dangerous. There wasn't as much traffic out. Think of how much more developed certain small towns are now, where there's so much traffic in the road. And
yeah,
I am a helicopter parent, but think of the helicopter parents who are overly sheltering their kids, and then something happens with their kid out, and they don't know how to defend themselves. Hopefully, I'm not too much of a helicopter parent, that I will teach Mac how to defend himself and how to use common sense and how to think. But still, there's a lot of these issues, and middle school kids are mean. There's always, each week, everybody is mad at one of the friends. Everybody gets a turn being the odd man out.
Great. All right, anyway, this is the best way that I've found to fix the bill. Go online to billfixers.com, all right? Billfixers.com, and there's a lot of information there, and you get some help for your cell phone bill. 47 after the hour. Here's some help for those of you who have a busted-out waistline and you haven't figured out what to do yet. Here's what you do. You go to toploss.com, which is the home of Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is the most fabulous way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Check out the information available at toploss.com. See the ingredients, find out how it will work for you to keep the weight off. That's what you want to do. Once you lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jay, you on board with this?
I'm not the biggest.
No, you don't like Indiana Jones?
Oh my gosh, I thought it was Star Wars. So notable.
Well, but they all sound, John Williams themes often sound similar. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so how are we doing on the filming of the latest installment of Indiana or Jones, Chucker?
I think it's in the can. Actually, you know, we're day ahead on some things, day behind on others. Yesterday, well, I was remiss because I forgot that it was the birthday of Harrison Ford.
Ah.
Who, believe it or not, it's almost like surreal.
78. 79?
80. How old is he? 80. 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy who's had two iconic roles, right? Obviously, Indiana Jones and Han Solo and Star Wars, but if you look at his other stuff outside that, he's had massive hits. Witness, Air Force One was a huge hit, The Fugitive, huge hit, Working Girl was a big movie. It's a great career, and he was not, and we talked about this, the first choice for those two plum roles. Tom Selleck was originally picked to play Indiana Jones, had to pass due to contractual TV obligations, so Harrison Ford got that one. And before that, Han Solo, from what I read, I mean, yeah, I take some of this with a grain of salt, but I know Christopher Walken originally was a major choice to play Han Solo or Al Pacino. Kurt Russell did a screen test for Han Solo. I think he would have been really good, but obviously Harrison Ford became Han Solo.
Right. All right, Daniel, is it Kaluuya, who is in Black Panther?
Yeah. Kaluuya.
How do you pronounce his name? Kaluuya, right? Right. So why is he not coming back to Black Panther 2?
Well, because he was filming this new movie, Jordan Peele movie Nope, and he just there was not enough time for him to be on both sets. That's really the story.
So is there somebody that replaced Chadwick Boseman who died a couple of years ago.
I don't know what the storyline is for Black Panther 2, which comes out, I believe, in November. I don't think anybody is going to replace him. They're going to use the other characters and pay homage to that main character as a theme of the film. I mean, that's an interesting question, ultimately. Do you recast that role? I think you could or you should, but they chose not to do that at this stage following. Because that was in production or some sort of pre-production when he passed, so they had to retweak the project. But that should be a very interesting project when it comes out, or movie when it comes out in November, because who knows exactly what they're going to do in terms of overall storyline. I got a couple this week in movie history, Doug. July 14th, 1989, When Harry Met Sally hit theaters. Meg Ryan. They don't make, they honestly don't make movies like that.
I'll have
anymore.
What she's
that
having.
Genre, not at all.
Isn't that the great, the best line from the movie is, I'll have what she's having.
Great line. And I think it was ad-libbed, actually.
It was. No, that was completely ad-libbed, it was Rob Reiner's whole story.
One other this week in movie history, July 14th, 2008, Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight, Christian Bale is Batman, Heath Ledger is the Joker. Many regard it as the best, or certainly the most mature, sophisticated, well-made superhero movie ever produced. I would side with that camp. It certainly is the most mature superhero movie ever produced. I would say that is pretty accurate.
Can we talk about something besides superhuman? Yes. Amy Winehouse is a picture coming out about her. That'd be interesting. Yeah. You think? Yes? No?
Why not? I'm sure there's an interesting story to tell. I think a lot of those biopics
Young. What's the story about? She was so young.
That's why they'll tell the story. We'll find out exactly how her life played out.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that sage advice. All right. Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling have started a fundraiser, and it involves a date to going to the movies. They've raised about $250,000.
What's the cause?
The cause is pediatric cancer, taking
That's
care of
good.
Families while they're
very
away
good.
From their home. Chris Evans is from Boston. I don't know where Ryan Gosling is from. Is he Canadian? I think he's Canadian.
He might be.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But anyway, so they're doing
good
that. Yeah, no, it's a great cause. And they're bringing dates to The Gray Man. When is that coming out? That's supposed to be.
That's a Netflix. Comes on Netflix tonight, but it's also being shown in theaters. Not a lot of marketing, though, for theatrical release, but it is in some theaters. But it is a Netflix.
Billy
release.
Bob
no advance
Thornton
reviews, though.
No. Okay. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. All right, Chucker. Good job. 59 past.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.